coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg, and it's a big weekend in the old hometown of London, home of the races at Western Fair District, and the site of the annual Molson's Pace. And guess who's back?
State Treasurer has come from last, and he shows up in third now with an eighth left to go. Here's State Treasurer, foiled again, Apprentice Hanover, State Treasurer!
State Treasurer is in search of a third straight Molson's Pace victory, and on the other end of my line is a man who's guided him throughout his entire career, Dr. Ian Moore. Welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks.
Now, have you given much thought to what a third consecutive win would mean to the connections of State Treasurer? I mean, not only will he become Harness Racing's newest millionaire if he wins, but he'll do something that only one other horse has done in the history of the Molson Pace. That was Jambo Dancer back in the 70s in winning three straight Molson Pace events. Much thought given to that? What would it mean to you and the connections?
Oh, that would be awesome for sure. I didn't know Jambo Dancer won three in a row, so that's good to hear. I think Charlie Austin used to drive him back in those days when I was up here as a young boy. It would be very good, and we had set a goal of trying to get him over $1 million in earnings, so that could all happen on the same night if things go our way.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. So I guess there was no hesitation, really, in accepting the invite, huh?
Not really, although I had a little bit of fun with the informing the race secretary. When I first came back from Florida, I was entering horses one day, and he was speaking to me about Treasure and asked me how he was doing and all that, and I said, he's doing very well. He trained in 150, should be ready to go, but I think he thought that he asked me, and I thought that he didn't, I guess. So they were announcing his name when we were in the paddock in London last week, and I said to the paddock judge, I said, you better tell Ian he hasn't asked me yet, so I don't know if we're coming or not. So anyway, a couple minutes later, come to the paddock office, and he's on the phone, so it was good. I trained him today, and he trained very well. We gave him 5 days off last week. He's been going pretty steady recently with qualifying, trucking from Florida, and training down, and raced 3 weekends in a row at Woodbine. So I reluctantly put him in the bike the last trip with Hall, because he is hard to hold sometimes, but he trained right where I wanted to go and came a really good last quarter around their half-mile track here, so we're ready for Friday.
Based on his performance in last year's Molson Pace, you would think the draw really wouldn't be that crucial, or is it? How crucial is the draw?
On a half-mile track with that caliber of horse, the draw is always very crucial. I'd hate to go through the same procedure we went last year coming from the back again, because that's not going to happen all the time. And there's probably going to be, it sounds like there's going to be a few other good horses in there, some newer horses in there this year. And certainly PH Super Cam's been racing very well at Yonkers, and so have many of the others. So, preferably we'd like to be on the gate, not in the trailing position. That's a bad spot at London for any horse, I think. And, kind of close to the rail, I guess, so we can set up where we want to be during the mile. I'm speaking of we as Chris and I.
Yeah, Chris Christopher is going to get the drive for sure, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it about London that makes this horse race so well? I mean, it's not the easiest track to get around, yet he seems to just chew it up.
Well, he's always been good on a half mile. He was broke and raised on a half mile track when he was a baby, and he has no trouble. He's a small horse, and I don't believe that size matters a whole lot on the half-mile tracks myself, because I've had some big horses that can get around there. In fact, Astronomical can get around London no problem, free-legged even, and it has a lot to do with their gait, and the way they steer is important too on a half-mile track. So we had a few issues with him running out the second start at Woodbine, and we went back to some gear that we had on him we used in Kentucky last year when he won the Allurge Pace, and that seemed to straighten him up for his last start in Woodbine. And he trained very well today, as I mentioned, and particularly well in terms of the steering as well. So the half-mile track should be no issue, but certainly the traffic, the post position, and where you're sitting during the mile is going to be all important for everybody there.
What's on tap for State Treasurer after the Molson Pace?
Well, actually, I haven't really looked at the schedule yet. He is staked substantially this year, more so than last year. And I would presume there's a TVG coming up soon. I'm not totally sure. I guess I need to look at it. June may be a little bit late, but then in July and August, the U.S. Pacing Championship and so on. There's several on the go there at the time. So hopefully he'll be able to compete at that level still, and as a six-year-old, and we'll make a lot of those races as time goes on.
How much can a horse, or how much does a horse change from five to six? Do you pretty much know what you're getting when he comes back in?
Well, last year as a five-year-old, I had told the owners, and I probably said that in an interview last year to you or others, I guess, that he was so much stronger and better and more mature, quite noticeably so, as a five-year-old. And I said to them this year, training down, if it's possible, he's still got a little another notch in him yet. So he's shown no wear for all the everything he's been through at this point in time, soundness-wise and so on. And he's still eating very well and looking very well. In fact, he looks better than he ever has. And the first 3 years of his life, we kept him on Gastroguard all the time for ulcers, as he's just a fair eater. And the last 2 years, he's never had a tube yet. So all seems to be well, I guess, and hopefully he'll still be top-notch as a six-year-old.
So despite the fact that he's a stallion, we can perhaps look forward to a couple of more years of seeing him on the track.
Well, you know, at this point, everything's straight ahead for this year. So I guess time will tell in that regard.
Well, Dr. Moore, best of luck in this year's Molson's Pace. Say hi to everybody for me in London.
Will do.
Just don't tell them where I am.
I will do that, too.
All the best. Thanks for doing this.
Okay, thanks. Bye for now.